You're listening to Case 63, a Spotify audio series.
For the record, Dr. Eliza Knight, time 11:42 a.m., October 25th, 2022, session number 4, case 63. We're recording.
I really appreciate this, Doctor. That broom closet you call an office was...
A broom closet?
Yeah. I didn't know this hospital had a park.
Well, I wouldn't call it a park. It's pretty small.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice. There's something about Ward's Island. It offers just enough quiet from the chaotic city.
Yeah.
I was assigned to this hospital in my last year of medical school. I practically lived here.
Mm. I'm just going to pretend that I don't see your security sitting over there.
There are protocols that I have to follow.
Yeah, but you brought me to your secret garden. That means you believe me. Or that you're in an uncomfortable but liberating process of leaving your prejudices behind in order to believe me.
I'm just trying a different strategy, that's all. I'm not going to question you, just gonna try to understand you. How does that sound?
That sounds perfect. Where would you like to start?
Tell me about your life.
How could I say no to that? They say there's no greater pleasure for a human being than to share their life story.
I'm interested in your honest life story, please.
Yeah, of course.
Like where you work, for example.
I work with other survivors of the pandemic in the agricultural commune that's self-sustaining and clean. No one comes in, no one goes out. We call them sanitary circles. No virus, no possibility of infection.
You mentioned your wife passed away?
In the last wave.
Children?
No.
So there's no one else?
No. That was the first requirement to volunteer. You're not coming back, so nobody should miss you.
Did they put an ad in the paper, or on Instagram, or Facebook? A notice asking for volunteers to travel in time?
Those are your social media sites, right? Yeah, I studied them. In the future, after the Great Deletion, we started communicating in ways that were less vulnerable. The radio. They played an ad on the radio asking for volunteers, but not to travel back in time. Could you imagine? Would you like to travel back in time? Risk dying and become a castaway on a mission with little possibility of success? We want you! No, they didn't do it like that.
Excuse me, but you mentioned the Great Deletion.
Of data. The things we put in the cloud. March 30th, 2033. Impossible to forget that date. You ought to remember it. I can't change that. There isn't much clarity as to how it happened. It was an artificial intelligence bot in a design lab in China or California. Nobody took credit for writing the code, of course. It was designed to have access to all our information. Read our emails, explored our personal files, offering to erase duplicates, eliminate the obsolete ones, and leave only the relevant ones behind. A virtual assistant, like the primitive one that you have on your cell phone. Anyway, it got out of their control, and the AI escaped. It spread like a virus, impossible to contain, and it concluded that all human information was obsolete, useless, and irrelevant. So it erased all of it. Photos, emails, chats, everything. Do you know what it was like to find your cell phone completely wiped, your inbox empty, with no memory of anything? I imagine you know your own cell phone number. Do you know your husband's?
No.
What about your mother's? The hospital's? Well, that's how it started. The deletion knocked out the digital world. Pegasus did the same in the real world. Society ground itself to dust.
So you heard a message on the radio?
A simple message. Volunteers needed for experimental therapy against Pegasus. Then I went through the selection process. There were many steps. I traveled to London. I was in a hotel. Checked my immunity level. It turns out I was immune to the Pegasus strain from the year 2022. That meant that my blood contains antibodies for that specific strain, not the ones that came after. People like you, psychiatrists from my time, they asked if I had recurring dreams.
Did you?
I had one, and I told them, and they said it wasn't a dream. It was an echo from another timeline, contact with a double through a dream space, a past or parallel timeline. We talked about this already, a Garnier MLA event. That's when they knew I was the right one. So they told me the true nature of the experiment, that they were a special division of the World Health Organization, and that they had this plan to immunize patient zero from the original strain of Pegasus with my plasma by traveling back in time.
Okay, I guess I don't understand why dreaming about yourself is definitive proof that you are the chosen one.
Hey,
what are you doing? Relax.
I'm grabbing a twig. Will you please tell your bodyguards to calm down? I'm not going to stab you with a twig.
It's all right. It's okay. Thank you.
I want to draw why dreaming with your double makes you eligible for time traveling. Just that. A time traveler that is here goes back in time in their same timeline here. Once they arrive at this moment, a new timeline opens up. So I'm here and I'm here. All of a sudden, I started dreaming about me. Me in another life, a happier life. If I could contact an alternate timeline of mine, it was proof that I could modify the catastrophe.
Were there many volunteers?
5,000 all over the world, 300 in the UK.
And they only picked you.
Look. Do you see that bird over there?
I see it.
So it just landed on the fountain. It's drinking water. It's bathed by a ray of sunlight that creates a shadow on the grass. Now, what's the probability that that'll happen again?
Slim to none.
Right. We call that a vortex. A moment in time that is unique, one that never happens twice. Some of these moments are harmless. Others have planetary consequences, a simple modification, and everything changes. It was confirmed that the most effective vortex to prevent Pegasus happened on November 24th, 2022 at JFK Airport in New York City. I was the only one that was qualified to prevent the infection that Marie Eva Baker would produce.
Didn't you say you wanted to stop her from getting on a plane? Because now you're saying you want to make her immune.
If I can't manage the former, I'll have to try the latter.
I don't understand how you think that someone would voluntarily get off a plane or accept a blood transfusion from a stranger.
I never expected Marie to agree to it voluntarily.
Are you planning on kidnapping her? Because that's a felony.
Like I said, I'm not going to do it. I wouldn't even know how to administer the injection. The plan was designed for someone who knows how to do it. You, doctor, will help me.
You're saying that I'm going to help you kidnap Marie Baker and inject her with a sample of your plasma by force.
You already drew my blood for tests. Those meds you prescribed already require regular blood tests. You only need to order another sample and keep it in your fridge until the right moment arrives. What's happening? Why are they coming over?
This is for everybody's safety, including the young woman you're obsessed with. I'll also consider transferring you to higher levels.
Is this why you brought me up here? You knew they were going to lock me up?
We are here to help
you. What part of that didn't you understand? Let go of me!
I'm sorry.
Let go of me!
I already did his paperwork.
Promise me, Dr. Maplow! Save humanity from Pegasus! Promise me! Don't you understand? You will all die. You will die. Doctor, let me go!
Easy.
Wait a second, wait a second. Let go of me! You want to know what I saw in my dreams? The reason I was chosen?
Give him a minute, please. What is it that you want to tell
me? I dreamt two things, and you were in both. The first, you, me, and Marie, a restroom in an airport, blood on the floor. The second, a room filled with light. You were sleeping. I was bringing you breakfast in bed. Then you wake up and look at me.
That's enough. Wait.
Please. Listen. You had a tattoo on your back, wings. Let go!
Careful, just be careful with
you. The world was a good place. Through the hotel window, a city, Rome. Don't you remember?
Take him away, please.
Believe
just
in the future, doctor. Believe in the future.
Take him away!
Case 63, created and written by Julio Rojas. Adapted by Mara Velez Melendez. Directed by Mimi O'Donnell. Starring Julianne Moore and Oscar Isaac. Executive produced by Julianne Moore, Oscar Isaac, and Mimi O'Donnell. Produced by Katie Pastor. Sound design and mix by Armando Serrano and Daniel Brunel. Score by Moat.